If you will, turn with me to Proverbs chapter 14. Sure is a treat seeing all of you this morning. Very kind, Mr. D. So Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12 and 13, I wanted to look at first. I have another testimony this morning for you guys. So as Proverbs 14, verses 12 and 13, it says this: "There is a way which seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death." That's the way man goes. Kind of goes on his own way, his own path. He goes into the road of sin, and it leads to death, ultimately separation from God. In verse 13, "Even in laughter, the heart may be in pain." So even though someone may look a certain way, inside there may be something else going on. And a part of that is because we go our own way and we reap the consequences of being separated and not walking with God. But even though someone's face may show joy, there may be sorrow and hurt and pains on the inside. So one of the reasons why I bring this up this morning is this was a few months ago. We had an opportunity, Michelle and I, so I'm going to call you up, Michelle. Sorry. I didn't warn her. I didn't even tell her. It is great. I'll be in trouble later. But the Lord gave you an opportunity. So we were eating at a restaurant, and I'm actually going to tell you guys where it is in case you ever go there. And if this woman, this young lady is still there, it may give you an opportunity too. But we were at the Jersey Mike's right there by the BJ's off Phillips Highway. So we went in there. We were going to go to BJ's, and we were in there getting a little lunch, and we had Sammy with us. And I know I was sitting there at the table, and I could feel the Lord stirring in my heart for this one. She was, how old do you think she was?
Probably maybe 30.
Okay, so she's a woman. I call her a young lady now because I got some age on me. I'm getting some age on me. And so I could feel the Holy Spirit stirring in my heart, which in Hebrews 3, it tells us, if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. I could feel him stirring in my heart. And we're talking about evangelism pastor. And so, but I knew it was a woman. And so I said, you know what, I'm going to leave it alone. I'm going to leave it in God's hands. And so we get done eating, and she was very helpful. And yeah. At first,
she was very kind to Sammy, yeah. And she was helpful with us,
smiling, laughing, making the sandwiches, yeah. Very outgoing.
Yeah, and there were two people that were at the counter, and they had said something about the church crowd. I guess usually when church is over, they come in and they were a little bit more busy, and I was like, okay, so
yeah.
Why did I hear that, Lord?
Right. So we get done, and I think we're getting ready to kind of head out. And I had already been talking with the Lord privately in my own mind.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm just going to leave it in the Lord's hands at this point. It's a woman. And, you know, Titus would give us direction in that. Older women teach the younger women. Proper, you know, relationships there. And so we're getting ready to head out.
Yes, and what I'm happened? Not as outgoing as he is. He's the evangelist pastor, so I was waiting for him. And so I took Samantha to the bathroom, and then we walked out. And then I kept saying, okay, Lord, if she's not out front, then you don't want me to talk to her. And so I walked out, and I said, Josh, I think I need to go talk to the girl.
Were we in the parking lot at this point?
We were in the parking
lot. We're heading to the van.
And so he said, I felt the same. And I said, okay, Lord, I'll honor you. I'll obey.
I said, you got to go.
So I went in, and she was in the very back of the store, and yep. She was mopping. And I was like, I'm going to interrupt her. And the Lord said, just ask. So I said, could I speak to the lady that was helping us? And
do you remember what her name was?
Yeah,
Ebbett. Okay, so she's living a different lifestyle.
Yes.
We got young people in here, so trying to be as honorable as I can, but she was living a different lifestyle. So go ahead.
And so, you know, sometimes we wear our sins on the outside. And so, you know, you realize that everybody needs an opportunity to hear the gospel. And so she came up and I said, hey, I said, I don't know. I said, this may sound really weird. I said, but I just feel like the Lord asking me to see if I can pray for you. And she just came from behind the counter and just sobbed on my shoulder in the middle of the store. And I said, you know, God has a plan for your life and God loves you. And she said, I've just, a relationship I was in, they just left me. I've had a lot of people pass away in my life, and it's Thanksgiving, the week before Thanksgiving. And she said, it's just a really difficult time. And, you know, she was sobbing mm-hmm. on my shoulder. I mean, like sobbing. And, you know, I gave her a hug and I said, you know, can I pray with you? And she said, please do. So there was obviously, I think, a seed or a truth that had been planted at one time. You know, some of us can relate to our sins being clearly seen on the outside. And, you know, some of us remember that sense of desperation and that sense of hopelessness because of the choices that we've made in our life. And, you know, I took an opportunity to pray with her mm-hmm. and to share the gospel. I said, you know, if you'll turn to Jesus, he'll make things right in your life. Mm-hmm. You can have salvation through Jesus. And I invited her to come to
church.
We
gave her the information to the church yeah. and stuff. And
you know, she heard the good news. Mm-hmm. So what God does with that seed is mm-hmm. is in his timing. Mm-hmm. But if you feel the Holy Spirit nudging, you know, sometimes you just ask, you know, and Lord, okay, if you want me to go. And I just broke it with, okay, this is going to be kind of weird.
Right, right.
But it softened her heart to see mm-hmm. a sense of care and a love. You know, obviously they have a perception of church people, mm-hmm. you know, because they were talking about
the church crowd.
Right. And so the Lord gave us an opportunity, I think, to hear that, mm-hmm. but also to represent him.
Represent him the right way.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Sorry.
And so the reason why I had you read that proverb is when she was making the sandwiches, I mean, it seemed like nothing was wrong at all. But there's going to be times in your life, the Holy Spirit, Christ Jesus, that lives inside of you, Spirit of God's Son, Galatians 4:6 would tell us that. He, the Holy Spirit, he's going to stir your heart. And I would like to encourage you as a pastor. I can't tell you how many times I think of Mr. Dave, me, Michelle, all the different ones of us, that we come up to someone and we go, okay, listen, this might sound weird, but the Lord's stirring my heart. I need to talk to you. And when you do that, God has already been plowing that field. He's just given us an opportunity to come in to work with our dad. And that field was already being tilled by the Lord. And he gave us an opportunity just to be a part of the wonderful work he's doing in rescuing souls. Corinthians would tell us, such were some of us. This young lady was living a different lifestyle. Such were some of us in different ways, in other ways. But nevertheless, he forgave all of our sin, redeemed us, ransomed us, washed our sin away. But I kept coming back to the life I came out of. Who am I to judge another person in the sense of the life that they're living? I was steeped in it. And so it's just a reminder for me, everyone needs a salvation. Everyone needs the Lord. We just want to keep preaching. We want to keep sharing. So the heart may be, but if the Lord starts stirring, and the reason why I brought these two verses up is because it would look to the untrained eye, there's no opportunity here. They're not going to listen to it. No way. No. But as we listen to the stirring of the Lord in our hearts and Michelle's heart, and when she went back in there, that woman came around that counter in tears. It just shows you the Lord's directing our hearts, brothers and sisters. He's given us a good opportunity to go share that salvation and watch him work watch the resurrection power of Christ working in people's lives. Psalms 126, if you'll turn there real quick with me, I want you to see this verse. It's in verse 6. It says, "He who goes to and fro weeping," and Michelle come out of the Jersey Mike's weeping. "He who goes to and fro weeping, carrying his bag of seed," watch this, "shall indeed come again with the shout of joy, bringing his sheaves with him." So we got an opportunity to plant a seed. Looking forward to the day that, Lord willing, that young lady or woman will walk in that door and we'll get an opportunity to worship the Lord with her. Shall we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come before you, I just want to thank you that you give us your spirit, Lord, that stirs in our heart. You tell us in Corinthians, we walk by faith, not by sight. And that there's going to be times, Lord, that you're going to stir in our heart that you want us to begin to talk to certain individuals. Lord, I pray that as a people, as your church, as those called out to represent you and to be yours, that, Lord, we would just trust you. We may not always have the perfect right words or delivery, and that's okay. It's not about that. It's about obeying you, and it's about just being transparent in the sense of, you know what, the Lord's just stirring my heart. I need to talk to you. But may you give us a boldness and a confidence in the stirring of your spirit in our heart. And I pray that for this church, that we would have a confidence in you, that when you stir, that we would just go, okay, Lord, give me the words to say, but I'm going. And I don't care what the world thinks about me. I don't care what anybody else thinks about me. I just care what you think about me. And when that comes, that we just get so comfortable saying, you know, the Lord just began to stir my heart to talk to you. Now, I don't know exactly why, but God does. And that, Lord, you would just lead us into these conversations and opportunities to share your gospel, Father. We just want to honor you. Strengthen us to do these things. In Jesus' name, amen.